stop and get your bearings. You've been running around this morning, now it's time to stop running and just stay right here. The mind's probably been running around a lot more than the body. So take a couple of good, long, deep, in and out breaths. Remind yourself you're going to stay right here. Try to be balanced right here. Don't lean into the past. Don't lean into the future. Just be aware of what's going on with the breath and the mind trying to stay with the breath. And give the mind a few seconds to settle down. Because it's when the mind can settle down like this that it can gain strength. There's not much strength in running around. And John Lee used to give an example of Thai boxing, is where you really want to have a good, strong stance as a boxer if you're going to be able to fight your way against your opponent. And the mind needs a good, strong stance, too. It's because it's got issues outside, issues inside that it's got to deal with. And if its stance isn't strong, it gets knocked over very easily. So try to find a way of breathing that feels really good so you can stay solidly with it right here in the present moment. Because after all, the mind likes pleasure, so give it something it likes. If it can't find any pleasure here in the present moment, it's going to go out looking through all the garbage cans, see whatever it can find. But if you've got good food for it right here, it's going to be happy to stay. So try to find a way of breathing that feels really refreshing. If you're feeling tired, try to breathe in a way that gives you more energy. If you're feeling tense, try to breathe in a way that's more relaxed. Find what kind of breathing feels good for you right now. Good for the body, good for the mind. And this way you can take a solid stance right here, so that when thoughts come into the mind, you don't get knocked over by them. When people do things or say things to you, you don't get knocked over by that either. You find, though, that the really difficult things to deal with are the things your own mind cooks up. We get knocked over by that many more times than anyone outside can do. So whatever comes into the mind, remind yourself, at this moment, this is not what you want. What you want is a thought that would deal with the breath, a thought that's aware of the breath. That kind of thinking is fine. Anything else right now is not wanted. Just let it go, let it go. You don't have to chase it down to straighten it out, because if you try chasing down your thoughts to stop them, they've got you, and they just keep pulling you further and further, further away. So you want to stay right here. As for your thoughts of what's going to happen today or tomorrow or next week or whatever, just put those aside. Let them just run off. You don't have to chase them. And they'll run off and they'll stop. They'll disappear. And this way, you don't have to go running after them, and that means that even when you have to run around physically, your mind doesn't have to be running around after lots of extra things. You take care of what's happening in the present moment, and that takes care of everything else.